Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Gimel, and we are on Beis Amid Beis. Kilayim, we are learning Maseches Kilayim in Yerushalmi, and we are on Beis Amid Beis. We are in the first parak of this 9-parak Masechta, and the Rambam started off with Kilayim, if you remember, so now we are up to it in the Seder of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So we have the Mishnah, the first couple of Mishnayos here we mentioned, list off items that are not Kilayim with each other. And we are within the world of Kilay Zeraim, which... the cross, when you plant seeds, when you put seeds on the ground, what is allowed to be put next to each other and what is not. So yesterday we had the Mishnah about Kishus and Malafaphone. That was a Machlokes Tanoim, the first case of the Mishnah, Kishus and Malafaphone, and then we had other pairs, and the pairs that we had understood, that the pairs are each not Kilayim with each other, but they are Kilayim with everything else in the list. Only the pairs themselves are not Kilayim. So the Gemara said that the Svara for the Chachamim is that in the first line of the Mishnah, that Kishus and Malafaphone are not Kilayim with each other, because after all, if you plant a seed of one, sometimes the other one comes out. They're related to each other in species. And Kishus and Avatiach and Malafaphone, and again, these words we will not translate as how we use them today, because it probably doesn't mean that. The watermelon and cucumber, we'll just say the Hebrew word. Some type of gourd, melon type of food, but the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, say that they're not Kilayim because they're all within one family. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, Rabbi Yehuda says they are Kilayim with each other. And we just said why? Because the Malafaphone itself is made up of Kishus and the Avatiach, or Tapuach and Avatiach. So that item is Kilayim Kishus, the Kishus and Malafaphone are Kilayim with each other. And that's why it's even called Malafaphone, as we said on the last line, on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. So now we're up to Gimel Amud Aleph, the second line. So the Gemara says, okay, Kishus and Malafaphone are Kilayim with each other. What about Kishus and Avatiach, which is its other parent, so to speak? Kishus and Avatiach, Ma'amar Bar Bihuda. What does Bihuda say about that? Is that Kilayim? So Nishmei Men Adal, let's try to learn it from the following Tosefta. As we've mentioned, so many Toseftas are quoted in the Yerushalmis. That we have had. So the following Tosefta, Hakishuin v'havatichim v'hamalafaphonos einam kilayim zebazeh. The Tanakhama says that these three are not kilayim with each other, all three. And Rabbi Yehuda omer kilayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that they are kilayim. So it sounds like beferish. Kishus and Avatiach, Rabbi Yehuda says, they're kalayim with each other. The Havamina here is that they are all kalayim with each other. All three of them are kalayim with each other. So the Gemara answers, no. If they add in a couple of words, if we're used to the language in the Bavli, as the Marifold adds in, La'ola me'malacha, really I'll tell you that Kishus and Avatiach, we still don't know. Right? La'ola me'malacha, really Kishus and Avatiach, Rabbi Yehuda mi'boylan. We still don't know. How do you understand the Braisa? Maybe we misunderstood what the Tanakhama is referring to. The Tanakhama had three cases. Kishu and Avatichin and Malafaphonos. So nomar ha-kishu and va-malafaphon, einam kelayim zebezeh. Maybe what the Tanakhama meant was number one and three. Kishu and Malafaphon are not kelayim with each other. Ha-vatiach and Malafaphon, einam kelayim zebezeh. Case two and three are not kelayim with each other. And the Tanakhama did not talk about cases of one and two. 1 and 3 and 2 and 3. What about 1 and 2? Tanakhama doesn't relate to that. Kishus and Avatiach is not up for discussion in the Mishnah, in the Tosefta. Maybe everybody would agree that those are not Kilayim with each other. So, who knows? But that is not up for discussion. And those two cases, 1 and 3 and 2 and 3, that's where Behuda argues. Behuda Omer Kilayim. That's where Behuda says that's Kilayim. But not all three cases. If we limit the cases that the Tanakhama is talking about, then we have to limit Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing on the cases that the Tanakhama spoke about, and not more. Hakishus v'avatiach, srichas. That's why Kishus v'avatiach we leave as a question. It is unanswered. It is unanswered. We'll have to ask who? We'll have to ask Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, again, sometimes the Gemara says teku, or the language in Nedarim sometimes. You remember Tiboy, because Lishna Nedarim is Mishuna. We haven't quoted it in a while, so maybe we'll mention it again. The thought of the Mabit and the Kedushas Levi. They both write the same idea. The Mabit before the Kedushas Levi. The Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Cairo. So they both discuss why, when the Gemara says teku, again, literally it means it shall stand unanswered, like our Gemara here says tricha. But even already 500 years ago, in the days of the Mabit, they understood that teku is tishbi ataris, kushis yabayos, zeliyo anavi. Like the Gemara sometimes says, Yehe munach hachayavo Eliyahu, the mission in Bamitziah. So he asks these great mafarshim, asks the Mabit, and asks the Kedushas Levi, why is it that the questions are going to be asked to Eliyahu and not to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was our greatest Rebbe, right? It should be Meku, not Teku, right? Why is it Teku? Why is Eliyahu Navi we're going to ask the questions to? Obviously, he was great, but Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Rebbe. Shlomo HaMelech was the greatest Chacham. Why is it Teku and not Meku? So they both give the same answer, and that is, in order to be able to answer questions in Halacha, one has to be involved in the world. One has to be alive in the world, and involved in the world, and connected to the world. We can't ask questions from Rabbi Kiva Eger on cars on Shabbos. We can't ask questions from somebody in an anachronistic way that is somebody who's not around. So Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was, is not alive in our day and age. Eliyahu HaNavi never died. So Eliyahu HaNavi is alive and well in every generation. And that's why he is going to be asked the questions, because one has to be involved in the world and connected to the generation in order to answer the questions of the generation. This could be one of the answers to what was the Havamina of the Malachim. Remember, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos discusses that the Malachim wanted to keep the Torah in Shemayim. They were very upset that Moshe Rabbeinu came up to receive the Torah. Shabbos Peches Mabez. And let me read it. Rav Shimon Levi, B'shasha Allah Moshe Lamarom. Amr Malachi Shara Sivanei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Mal Yulud Isha Beinenu. What is this Yulud Isha? What is this human being doing here? Amr Lehen Lekabal Torah Ba. What do you mean? They say he's here to get the Torah. Amr Lefanav. So the Malachim said, often in Chazal, the Malachim are complaining about us, right? Brachas Daf Chaf in the Bavli, right? Why do you show favoritism? The Gemara at the end of the Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Why don't Bnei Yisrael say Halal on Rosh Hashanah? So they're complaining. So Amr Lefanav's here too. Chamuda Genuza, Shegenuza Lechat, Shamei Yosef Shivim Arbedoros. This special treasure that you created, 974 generations. Kodem Shnever Ha'olam. Yatam Mavakish Lidna Labasav Adam. You're going to give it to a human. We'll keep the Torah up here in heaven. Ma Enosh Kitiskerenu Ven Adam Kitifkedenu. Quoting, so to speak, the Pasuk from David HaMelech. Amar Lach HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Hachzor Len Tshuva, you give him an answer. Moshe says, I'll give him an answer. Ribono Shel Olam, Misyari Ani Shem Yisrafuni Behevel Shebefiyem. Right? No, they're going to burn me. They're going to burn me up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. Achoz B'Kisei Kvodi. Hold on to my Kisei HaKavod. The Chazar Lehen Tshuva. And give them an answer. Give them an answer. So he holds on to the Kisei HaKavod, whatever that means. And he starts talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malachim over here. Amr Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Tahora Mata Shadonosin Li Maksib Bey, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And then he turns to the Malachim. Amr Lahen, Le Mitzrayim Yeradatim, Le Paru Ishbadatim, Torah Lamatahei Lachem. The Torah is not Shayach to you. Shum Maksib Bey. Right, he goes through, what does Moshe have? Geser Sedibris. Right, so what else does it say? Lo Yelachalim Achirim, Bein Amim Atem Shruyim, She Ovdin avodas gilulim. You have avodas zara issues. Shuv maksiv bei. Zachos yom shabbos lekadsho. Klum atem osim malacha. You had a tough week. Shatem srichem shvos. Shuv maksiv bei. Lo sisa. Kabbis vicha vesimecha. Ave eim yesh lachem. And he goes through all of the aseres adibros until finally the malachim say, you're right. Kalecha vecha nase lo ohev umaser lo davar. So all the mafarshim, all the baalei agada ask, what were the malachim thinking? What, Moshe Rabbeinu was machadish to them something? What was he machadish, right? He just told them what it says in the Torah. They knew that. So the answer that's given by a number of Mefarshim is that Moshe Rabbeinu explained to them, what was their Havamina? They wanted to keep the Torah in Shemayim. They wanted to learn Torah. They wanted to study Torah. They wanted to darshan Torah. Moshe explains to them, you can't learn Torah without living Torah, right? You can't darshan Torah. You can't make decisions, right? Lo bashamayim hi. Unless you're alive, unless you're involved, you can't decide things. So that's why it's Teku and not Meku, because Eliyahu HaNavi, he's involved, he's alive, and he's connected to everything that's going on in the generation. Unlike as great as Moshe Rabbeinu was, he died. V'yamashah Moshe Eved Hashem, as was written in the Torah by either Moshe or Yehoshua, as we know, Machlokas Tanaim, related to that. So we get all that from the word Sricha here, that is sometimes substituted with a Teku. We continue. Again, today's daf is lists of many vegetables, and we'll get to fruit, so we get to use some of these words as jumping points for discussions. So chazeres and chazeres galim, the next two on the list were different types of lettuce. Chazeres and chazeres galim, Rabbi Hananya Omar, he says, chasa de igron, right? The girsa of the Marafolta. It's lettuce of Igron. They say Igron is the unculus of Gal, which is a mound of some sort. It's a chasam that goes lettuce that grows in mounds. Shimon Breder Abavi Amar Antuchin. Antuchin, that is what Ulshinar, going for the next word in the Mishnah. Ulshinar Antuchin. Rabbi Yossi Barbun Amar, the Gra takes out the next two words. Ulshin Duruk Simon, a different type of Ulshin. Ulshe Hasade, what are Ulshe Hasade? Again, they changed the girsa to Ilsa de Chakla, right? Some type of Ulsa, type of vegetable, de Chakla of the farmers. Interesting. Krasin, Krasi. Right, krasin or karsi. Karsi is leek. We usually translate it at krashe. So the steak haflutin, different type of leek. Right, karsi we're familiar with from Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Maseches Krisus, and the Tur quotes it. The Tur and the Shulchan are quoted in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. We know Tav Kuf Pei Gimel and Arachayim that Haiman de Boy Lameda. Right, all these activities and actions that Chazal tell us to do. Amar Abaya, Hashta the Amrit Simon and Milsa. This is the Tur quoting the Gemara in Krisus. Now that we know Simana is something significant, Yehei Inish Ragil Lamecha Bereishasa. A person should eat at the beginning of the year, Esroga. That's not one of the common ones. Kri, Kra, Gourd. Rubia, Karsi. There it is. Our Gemara, Leek. Salka, which we translate as beets, but it might be something else. Tamri, Dates, Rubia. Rashi says, Pierce Rashi, Tilton. That's English Fenugreek. Rubia, yirbu zechuyosenu. Karsi, yikarsu sonenu. Salka, yistalku aivenu. Tamri, yitamu sonenu. Kra, bebnei shemayar lios gadel. Umizeh, rabu haminhagim, kalmakom umakom lafi minhago. Right, everybody follows their minhag. Kamo ba'ashkenaz, shereginan lecho, betiklat suda puach, matok bidvash. Right, just like the Gemara doesn't say this, but the Torah says, just like in Ashkenaz, they developed the apple in the honey, assuming tabuach is an apple. Lo martes chadesh aleinu shana metuka uba pravansi noagin lavi al shulchan kol mine chiddush. All different types of new things. So that is the quoted in the tour. That's the karsi. Interesting discussion already in the Rishonim. It seems strange to us. We know there's an issa d'oraisa called nichush, right? Looking for a sign. So does this strike of nichush, again, the Gemara in Krisus Davav, Harius Yud Beis, and it's quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch. So there's a Tshuvas HaGaonim, that's quoted in the Arzarua, Chelek Beis Emanation and Zion, that deals with this, and says, we're not really looking at these as signs. We're saying the tefillah, and this is what I think Rav Nevetzal writes in his commentary on the Mishnah Berurah. You could say all the Hiratzos even without this thing, this item. Right, this item is just to jar our memories or to make it more vivid, the tefillah that we have in our mind to be able to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. But these items don't have any power themselves. It's the tefillah that we daven, that we connect the words in the tefillah to the items in front of us, but not that it's really anything connected. And even if you don't have those items, and even if you're not eating at a piece of fish, you could say to Larosh Velo Lazanav, right? We don't have to have the items in order to say the tefillah. So that's in terms of Karsi. Continuing. Dalas Mitzris, the Egyptian gourd. Masnisa, we skipped Aloka Reb Nechemya. The Mishnah seems to be against Reb Nechemya. Why the Tani B'Shem Reb Nechemya? Dalas Aramis, he Dalas Mitzris. The Dalas Aramis, the Aramean gourd, is like the it is the Egyptian gourd. Kilayim im Hayavanis, Kilayim im Arumutza. And it's Kilayim with the Greek gourd and with the Ramutza gourd. The Ramutza gourd, that's the one in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Dalas Mitzris is not a Kilayim with each other. So, our Mishnah seems to be against Reb Nechemya, says the Gemara. Interesting, we're talking about the Egyptian dalas mitzris, must be, it grows in Mitzrayim. Obviously, you might be able to get them outside of Mitzrayim, but in Mitzrayim, let's just mention, as we know, the halacha is, there's a mitzvah, lo sase daraisa, that one is allowed to live anywhere in the world that one wants to, except in the Kodesh Kodashim, right, that area, or in Mitzrayim. The Rambam says, in Uchaz Malachim, in Parachamishi, Mutter Lishkon B'chal Ha'olam, a person can live anywhere they want in the entire world. It's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but a person is allowed to live anywhere chutz me'Eretz Mitzrayim, except for Eretz Mitzrayim. That's the only place you're not allowed to live. Min hayam gadol ha'ma'aravi, arba me'os parsa, arba me'os parsa, keneged Eretz Kush, ukeneged Midbar, hakol osir l'hizyashiba. One is not allowed to live there. U'bishloshim akomos hisira Torah, shalash al-bib Mitzrayim. Three times the Torah warns us not to return to Egypt. Lo tosifun lirshu baderech hazeh od, lo tosif od lerosa, lo tosifu lerosam od ad olam. None. The Alexandria bechal ha'iser. And he mentions, and Alexandria is included. Right? The Rahman's thinking about the Gemara in Sukkah, where they had those huge communities, like in Alexandria, and they had the flags, because it's so, it was such huge kihilos. The Rahman adds, mutter lachzor l'eretz Mitzrayim l'schor ulu pragmatia. You could return there for business. V'lichbosh artzos acheros. V'ein aser elo l'hishtakei Hashem, to live there. V'ein lokin alav zeh shebishas haknisa mutter hu. You're not lokin because at the moment that you went in, it's mutter. You weren't shokea there yet. V'miyachashi v'leishiv l'shokea im b'maisa. Once you decide, it's im b'maisa. So therefore, that there's no malchus. The Radvaz here, he has the obvious kasha. I saw it about the Rambam. Kasha on the Rambam, not a kasha on the Rambam. What he says, kasha on the Rambam, that he where he lived. Right? You don't get too many kashas on the Rambam like this. So, v'yim tomar, amasam chulishkom b'Mitzrayim. So, what have people relied on? There have been huge communities in Mitzrayim in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Kai, the Rambam, and the Ravad Yosef. V'yesh b'shakasav, says the Radvaz, shlo asra Torah l'baderach hazeh. Maybe it's based on Parshas Maaseh. One of the reasons that Parshas Maaseh lists off all the masos, Rashi, Rambam, Ramban, all the pshatim, but one of them is that to teach us that the Isser is to only go back in the same way that we went. To go back in these masos. So it would be kind of like undoing Yitzias Mitzrayim. Me'eretz Yisrael Mitzrayim. Avo mishar aratzos mutter. But other lands, it will be mutter. Vein zetam maspik, says the Radvaz. I don't think that's enough. Dakra, delotashu baderech hazeh onicha. Find that fits in to that pasuk. One of the three. Don't go back to this path. Aval hanach krai, dechsiv, lo tosifu lirosam od ad olam ha'ikel ha'meimar. V'yezhli detam, second suggestion. Shalas ratara el leireid lagur shem ulishtakeya. To go there to live. Kedisa b'Yerushalmi, liyeshiva yatachozer avatachozer l'schora ulapragmatia ulkibesh aretz. V'kala yordim tchila lo yordu l'shakeya. L'schora, maybe the original Jews that went there, they went for business. They weren't planning to stay there forever. V'yavagav de'acharkach nishtak'u. Even though afterwards they decided to stay. Ein kan lav el isur ba'alma. That's not Nisid Araisa. It's probably a Drabanan. U'mibnei torach atiltul u'miyot harevach b'mizonos b'shar makomos lo chashul isur zeh. And they weren't choshish v'lezizer, it's a drabanan, and it's more comfortable where they are. Okay. V'chei mashma b'tchilis lash rabbeinu, shekaz of asur lehis yashiv ba. But the efshar, then he says, the ambiyam tomar tikshi the rabbeinu, shanu shekem v'mitzrayim, what about the Rambam? V'yish lomar sh'da'onus hoya api amalchus, she'erofi l'melech v'asarim. He was honest. This is the sultan needed him. V'gama ninas yashavti sham zman meruba l'omot Torah, ula lamda. Says the Radvaz, I also was there a long time to learn and to teach. V'kavati sham yeshiva, v'chi agavna mutter, Torah, to teach Torah, to spread, v'shuv basi b'Yerushalayim. Wow. And then I came to Yerushalayim, says the Radvaz, and that's where he ended up. So that's in terms of Mitzris. We spoke about the Egyptian gourds, so we spoke about Egypt in general. Weiter, let's continue. V'ha remutza, now back in the Gemara. Remutza, remutzim, is like embers and coals. So what do you mean remutza? Why is it called dalaz remutza, amar b'chinina, kimin dalaz marahi, it's very bitter. Ve'imamat kinosa baremes. And it can only be eaten if you burn it, then you let it sit in coals for many hours. That's why it's called dalaz remutza, because it's a dalaz that only can be prepared, once it is in coals. Va'acharav, a carob, it's talking about carob beans. Amar b'yona kimin pul mitzri parsi. A type of mitzri, right, it's called mitzri parsi, a Persian Egyptian bean. The Gra takes out one of these words. The Amara Folda has both of them in. Okay, either way, it's another bean. The kitzatsoi damien lecharuva. And the pods that the beans are in are similar to carobs. Carobs, they're flat and not straight. So that's just describing what they are. A lot of vegetation issues. We quoted in the past, I think, the Pasa Shulchan in the Akdama to the Pasa Shulchan. If you saw Mishklov, Talmud of the Gra, that's where many of the stories about the Gra come from. So he says there, his Rebbe was a Baki in all Chachmas. All Chachmas, including, and he writes, Chachmas Atzmachim. He talks about nature, he talks about flowers, he talks about growths. The Gra was a Baki in all these, all the Chachmas HaMathematica and Chachmas all the Chachmas. And he says, but he wanted to become a Baki in Chachmas HaNituach, which probably means anatomy, and he wanted to study in medical school. He wanted to go to study that, but his father didn't let him. Because his father said, if he learns about the body and he learns about that area, like we said before, you have to be involved in order to answer questions, then he'll become the best doctor in the world. And he'll have to spend his time healing people. That's what it says in the psicha there, in the Hakdamat Tabasa Shulchan. So that's why he didn't master perfectly that chachma. Okay, that's testimony about the grub. Okay, we continue. Halefes va'nefus, a turnip and nefus. Nefus, the Gemara is going to say by Hashem on tomorrow's daf that these look alike, even if they're not the same species, the Chazon Ish writes in one place, still they can be treated as not kilayim, because as we said, in kilay zroim, a lot has to do with marisayin. Va'kru va'teruchter, different types of cabbage, ha'teradim va'halo'unim, enim kilayim zebazeh. Hosef Rabbi Akiva, hashum va'hashumanit, va'habatzal va'habatzaltzul, different types of onions, va'haturmis va'haploslos, enim kilayim zebazeh. The turmus and the ploslos are not kilayim. The turmus is used, right, it was used here in the Mishnah, but turmus comes up in Shas. Right, turmus comes up in Shas numerous times as well. Right, we know just two examples, right, Shabbos and Beitza. Shabbos and Beitza. The Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Dala, that's the Sugya Borer. Very hard Gemara to know the line of what the Gemara is referring to. But the Gemara says there, as we know, Beitza, Shabbos, Ayin Dala, and Aleph, that we need the three conditions to make Borer Mutter. To make it be called derech achila, ochla mitov psoles, the good from the bad, miyad and biyad, for immediate usage and not with a separating instrument. So the Gemara there talks about turmesin. The Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Dalam Aleph, Chizkiya Omar, habore turmesin mitov psoles shalahen chayev. If somebody is bore turmesin from their psoles, sounds like it's like a peas in a pod, you're chayev. The turmesin is what you want, no? So Chizkiya says, if you take the turmesin out, you're chayiv. Lamech sarva Chizkiya, ochla mitov psoles aser. Says the Gemara, is Chizkiya telling me that if you take good from the bad, it's aser? Exactly the opposite of what we hold? The Gemara says, no. Turmesin are different. Deshalkile shva zimni. You have to cook it seven times. It's very inedible as is. You have to cook it seven times. Ve'ilo shalkile, and if you don't cook it so much, misrach, it becomes putrid and disgusting. And therefore, when you take the turmesin, it's like psoles mitoch ochel. What does that mean? Hard to know. Because it's like psoles right now. The Rashi says, ochel nami kozman shemura bohavi kipsoles. The refersion, we're not going to get into it now, but this Gemara, exactly how what the Gemara's Baskan is, but the Gemara clearly talks about turmesin being something that you have to cook a lot. To cook a lot in order to make it edible, to make it soft. That's Shabbos, ayin dalet amad aleph, ayin dalet amad beis. Relating to that Gemara is Gemara Beitza. Gemara Beitza, Daf Chaf Hei, where the Gemara says that we are a brazen and stubborn nation. Chaf Hei Amabez in Beitza says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu Keturmis Hazeh, Sheshokin Oso Sheva Pa'amim, right? This turmis that you cook it seven times, V'ochlan Oso Bikino Chsuda, you eat it for dessert, Lo Asuni Banai. My children haven't even treated me like a turmis. Like this, that you cook seven times. What does that mean? Rashi. Turmis, min kitnis. It's a type of legume. Agul kemin adasha. Looks like a lentil. Verachav kema ktana. Vumar ma'od. It's very bitter. Acha shokin oso sheva pamim. Until you cook it seven times. Venasem matok vatov. And then it comes sweet and good. Acha yocha lamatamim bikinua chasuta. Until you do that, then you can eat it for dessert and fancy meals. But me, I, B'nai Yisrael, we're cooked seven times, boom and boom. We still don't become sweet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right? We're difficult. Tana Mishpeh Rabbi Meir, Mepnei Man in the Torah Li Yisrael, Mepnei Shein Azin. The Torah was given to B'nai Yisrael because we are Az. What does that mean? So most of the Pshatim here are somewhat negative. Some of them are positive, but we're Az. So we needed some type of foil and sweetener. Rashi, the Nidalem Torah Sheya Askuba. Torah is given to us so we could be involved in it, v'imateshes kocham, so we could be weakened, umachnaz libam, and have our heart humbled. Okay, again, these Gemaras require a lot more elaboration, but just to give two marmakomos, again in the Bavli, Beitz al-Chafei, and Shabbos ayin dalet, where turmesin play a role. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, and we're going to list off the pairs in the Gemara, and we're going to explain, according to the Mara Folda, the second one in each pair. Halefes, Vahanafus, there's an extra word that's added in by some, nafots. That's nafots, vegetable. Hakruv vaha teruvtar. The teruvtar is kruv dakik. It's a small type of kruv. Hataradin vaha leunin. Hachamuyin. The girsa of the Rasilio. Hosef Rabbi Akiva, hashum vashumanis tumanisa. The shumanis is the tumanisa vegetable. Habatzal vabatzaltzul. What is that? That's pagalgula. Different type of, again, the girsa makes it one word. Haturmis vahapilusmlus parmua. All these cases, that's the pshat of the words that were more commonly used in the days of the Gemara. And the Gra takes out the next four words. Halakha Dala Mishnah, the next Mishnah. So we have spoken about Kilai Zrom, we've been speaking about vegetables. Now we go on to trees. We mentioned trees, there's no issue of Kilayim by trees seeding, but grafting. That's why it talks here, these are about grafting. But Elon, you cannot graft these two types of trees together. Hagasin va krustamalin, pears and krustamalin, haprishin va ha'uzradin, quinces and uzradin, enam kilayim zebazeh. These are not kilayim with each other, so these can be grafted. But hatapuach vachizrar, tapuach and chizrar, haparsikin vashkedin, hashisizfin harimin, avabisha domin zelazeh kilayim zebazeh. These, even though each of these pairs are similar to the other one, they're kilayim with each other, and therefore they cannot be put together. Again, tapuach, it says here, I alluded to it before, Rav Schechter likes to point out, and it's in a Sefer in Bikvei Hatzon, Daf Ayin Zayin, that tapuach, which the Gemara mentions in terms of charoses, it talks about how it's sharp, and it has to be dulled by the other ingredients in the charoses. So an apple is generally not sharp. Apple is sweet. So it seems that according to Chazal, tapuach, which comes up already in Chazal, remember Tachas HaTapuach or Ratich, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and it's used by the Gemara in Sota that for the women who went out to be with their husbands under the tapuach, it seems to be a type of citrus fruit. That's what Rav Schechter writes in on page Ayin Zayin. He says, in terms of the Bizman Tanakh, lo haye bechla mashnikra etzleinu tapuchim be'eretz Yisrael, u b'shir yashir b'nizkar shereicha pecha kitapuchim, uvada, come to the pasuk, lays a preshal citrus, shereicho holeich lamei rachok, something that smells very far, because that's how the aroma is described in Shir HaShir. Preshin, Amar Rav Yona, is paralegin. That's what preshin are. V'lama nikra shman preshin, why are they called preshin? They are designated and separated. She'ein lecha min ilan parish lekadera. There is no other fruit that is designated for a pot, meaning it's so inedible that it's screaming out to be cooked, ela min zebovad. It's so inedible until it is cooked. Shalman bar Levi achui, derzavdi bar Levi, b'shem Rav Shua ben Levi, kulon zugo zugos. As we said earlier, these go in pairs, right? The tree, we have the two pairs. They are each not kilayim with each other, but they would be kilayim with the other ones. Rav amar kulon min echad. Rav says, no. All four are one. They're not kilayim with each other. All four can be grafted together. Masnisa, we switch the girsa, according to the Gra, misaye el Rav. The Braisa following supports Rav. That says they're all one big type. Why? The Tani afa b'chayim. Because there's a brisa that says b'chayim also. R'chaim Kanievsky says this is another type of fruit. But if you only add on one more, what's its pair? It must be that it's not about the pairs. It's about one group altogether, and that's why it just says b'chayim. Heisiv Rav Yossi Bar Bun, Rav Yossi Bar Bun also asks on the sheet that says they're pairs. V'tani af harug yinim. Right? It's another one. Right? Two different brises that added on one each, which means that it's not about the pairs, but it is about the fruit themselves, and it's all one big pair. Good. Bishoki shall Tziporin, in the fields of Tziporin, Ayim Rakibin, Krustamilin Agabiagas. They used to graft Krustamilin and Agasim. That's the first one in our Mishnah. First one in our Mishnah. They say that's not Kilayim Zebazet. So they used to do this. Ram Talmud Echad, and one somebody at Talmud walked by, Amar Lena Surmatim, what are you doing? You're grafting and it's Kilayim and it's terrible. Halach of a Kitzon. They said, really? They went and cut it down. They thought that they were doing something Usur, and therefore if you plant trees like that, you have to cut them down, even though they're not Usur Bahana. It's not Kilei HaKerem, but you're supposed to cut them down. Ubova Shalub Yavna, they went to ask in Yavna, nu, what's the halacha? Amru Lahem, and they were told, Mishapaga Bachem Mitamide Beishamai Have. Right? The Talmud that told you was wrong. He must have been from Beishamai. So really, Beis Hillel is like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says it's mutter to put these together. So he must have met a Talmud of Beishamai. Okay. So they cut it down. They didn't have to. The Gemara just says about this brisa, lo amr el akrus tamil agabi agas. Only the first two are mutter with each other. Ha agas agabi chizrar lo. It must be though that if it was a agas with a chizrar, that's in the later on in the Mishnah, that would be aser. Now we continue the Braisa. B'tchum Ariach, in a place called Tchum Ariach, or within the Tchum of Ariach, Hay Markivin Tapuach Agabe Chizrar. Right? They take, that's the second pair in the, not the second pair. That's the first in the section of the Mishnah that they says they are Kelayim with each other. And somebody told them that that's also what you're doing. They cut it down. They again ask, Snu, what did we do the right thing? Amrulan Yafa Amar Talmud. You're right, that Talmud was correct. Right, that Talmud was correct, because it says in our Mishnah that they're kalayim with each other. So the Gemara again is medayik. Lo omer ela tabuach agabi chizrar. If we're medayik in the story, only tabuach and chizrar are aser. Ha chizrar agabi agas lo. But a chizrar and agas is would not be a problem. So that's an opposite mashmos than the first diuk. The first story, we were medayik that an agas and a chizrar would be a problem. And now we're saying it wouldn't be a problem. So Gemara said, no, don't make any diukim from the stories. The story was about one case. Mata havi uvda, havi uvda. Whatever the story was. Don't make any diukim about what they didn't talk about. They just spoke about the case that was in front of them. What was not in front of them? Who knows what that halacha is. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'Hashem. Continue next time with Daf Dalet.